Hello, Eurovision fans. My name is Hugh, and joining me today is the lovely Daniel. This is That Eurovision
Hi.
Site, and today we are going to be discussing the Luxembourg Song Contest 2025. So, we did have a pre-discussion of the video, which we would advise you check out so you can see what you thought of the songs before the show. Now it's after the show. So, just to preface this is being recorded in a little bit later in March, so you've had time to properly digest it. So, Daniel, what's your overall thoughts on the show itself?
It's still not Luxembourg-y enough for me. It feels like a show in Luxembourg that is being catered to people outside of Luxembourg. Because Conchita Wurst is there for some reason. The panel who selected the songs, I think nearly all of them were not from Luxembourg, if not all of them.
I don't think there was a Luxembourger in there.
Yeah.
I think it was
So
entirely an international jury, so
I don't, if this is the way it's going to keep going, I'm not optimistic really for the future of it, because Luxembourg is a country where it's very easy just for the sense of national identity to get lost. So I do not want that to happen to a Luxembourgish competition.
I mean, because the original Luxembourgish existence in Eurovision was, hey, we've got a foreigner and someone who's
Yeah.
had a French songwriter. We exist and didn't really promote it much. And it was sort of hoped that Luxembourg wouldn't do it this time, but it does seem that they're doing that because although they've got the you need to have links to Luxembourg, it's when it's decided by an international jury instead of actual Luxembourgers, it just feels a bit meh. But it's strange because it also does have one of the best production qualities of the contest of the entire like national final season. So I think yeah, you're just going to end up with a contest that's slick and nothing.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be a new DMGP
Yeah.
without even the great songs. Oh, come on, that deserved at least a bite. But yeah, speaking of the songs, so.
There's been some good ones in the past in DMGP, that's all I'll say.
And we have our resident Denmark stan. So, speaking of the songs, how did your thoughts change about them since hearing them live and also in the time since the contest?
There are some that my negative opinions very much stayed present in that I don't think they were that elevated at all. I
Oh, there's
will
only
say
seven. You can say them. You can say which ones you're referring to.
Human Eyes kind of went how I expected in that wrong song for that singer. Gambler Song, just why?
Isn't that?
I just feel like No Thank You was just an was also there.
It's just Yas Queen Slay by Numbers.
Yeah. But I think I saw some people liked it, but I'm not sure what Jadance was trying to do with the staging. It kind of felt like he was working in Asda with the color scheme.
Because this was my favorite, and I did think that it didn't work. There was definitely the opportunity to have it for that to win. The concept there was, well, there was no concept. It was kind of just like, oh, this is roughly what a song like that should be, and there was no identity to it.
Oh, was it Stronger? I think did the best it could for that type of song. Kind of clear why it didn't win though, because we'll get on to why what did and didn't win. Ride, I still don't think is a very good song, but it was just kind of fun.
It was because this was my second place, but that's probably my favorite. of the entire show over Je Dansais Now, because for me, it's probably one of my favorite songs of the whole national final season. Yeah, the vocals were absolutely. I don't think I can say on YouTube.
The entire thing was just terrible.
But
But
even.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't having a fun time.
Yeah, it's like even though the staging was terrible, they didn't sing very well. They didn't really react to the cameras, and overall the package was just an absolute mess. But it was still bloody good. It was fun, and I think that's also reflected because there wasn't really anything like fun in this contest because I do, Le Petit Monde Luçon doesn't really count towards that, and I think that makes sense of why Ride came out of nowhere and won the televote. But unfortunately, sorry, Nina.
Le Poupée Monte La Son, I think it's plainly obvious why it won. Because it was the most, jury-wise, the most polished performance by quite a bit. She had good enough vocals, and I kind of feel like the production was kind of going, nudge, nudge, look at this one a little bit. If you look at some of the interval acts that were chosen and entire segments dedicated to the song that this song is referencing,
It still is a bit weird that there's trying to lean into the Poupée d'Issy, Poupée de Son, because who other outside of the Eurovision fandom cares? Like, at
no one.
all? This isn't saying it's like, oh look, this is an homage to ABBA, this is an homage to Celine Dion. It's an homage to Le Poupée d'Issy, Poupée du Son, which although is an amazing song and one of the most important songs in Eurovision history. Yeah.
Is there, I guess. Yeah.
So it was, of course, it came second in the televote, but it won by the jury. So Luxembourg decided to have an international jury this year, consisting of Dutch, Polish, Irish, Maltese, Finnish, Spanish, Estonian, and Swiss jurors who voted for this. What are your thoughts on an international jury?
Mixed. I think if you, they are nice to have like as a sidebar where they can influence the results kind of a little bit, but it is still very much the public that hold all the power. Just as a way to like tie it into the Eurovision world.
Yeah.
This is not how you do that because an international jury should not be able to completely tank the televote winner, so it's basically impossible for it to win.
For
The
context of
only.
those that are aware, 0.5's Ride got 16 points for the jury, dead last, while Le Poupée Monte Luçon got 94.
Out of a possible 96. I think the only really redeeming quality is, at least they didn't do a 12-point system.
Thank God.
But otherwise, it's I don't really like the format. You need to, if you want to have a jury, weight it towards your televote more.
Yeah, I don't
Like,
particularly agree with the UMK 75-25, but if you're going to have an if your jury, you're only going to have one jury, it's going to be international. It makes more sense to do it like that than the current system. But yeah, so this actually comes a day after it was announced that the running order. So we now know that Luxembourg will perform 13th between Czechia and Israel in the second semi-final. How do you feel about the running order?
I don't really know how much any running order would affect Le Peuple Monte La Son, because I feel like you could plop it anywhere and it would still get its fair share of plaudits. But I think this was a, all things said, kind of a decent one for it. Because
Yeah, because
going
you've
after
got,
Czechia,
yeah.
which I kind of feel like Czechia might flop.
I definitely think Czechia's going to flop. And also Israel is not really that big a performance.
I could not really tell you because I reasons.
I mean, I couldn't tell you in fully, but I mean, it's not it, it it's a boring ballad. It's a song between two boring ballads.
There we go.
And there's some energy because there's been a little bit of a revamp, and so the change in that sort of 2 minutes when it goes to the more upbeat, there's more of an impact. So I think this has actually really helped with the running orders help, because then you've got Serbia, and then there's just goes into Finland. So I think it's done well to not be buried by the other up tempo ones, because you've got a degree of separation between Denmark and it. So I think it's going to help it, because if this were near Malta, I think, like say in between Malta and Denmark, it would be screwed. So I think this is helping it.
Yeah. And I think I've put my Willow qualify predictions in. I think, yeah. It not convincingly, maybe like a seventh, eighth, maybe a sixth, but yeah.
And I think it's one of those ones that will just randomly become and end up top 10 in the jury final. But
And
I have absolutely,
I
yeah.
can see juries really liking it.
But I have absolutely no idea how the public's going to take this. Because there's not really a lot of like upbeat mid-tempo poppy ones like this that isn't, that's serious, because all the other ones are sort of like fun ones. So it does stand out a little bit. So it's not like, say, Australia and Estonia, which yeah, they're sort of like that sort of tempo, but they're not, they're fun. It'll present itself in a different way. So I think, yeah, there's an opportunity to stand out. I just don't know how the public is actually going to take this. I do think it's possibly like above 18th, but I wouldn't be able to say what it's like its upper limit is.
Yeah.
So
I
just sorry, Neil.
could definitely see it getting top half, maybe push top 10.
Yeah, like scraping the 10th if things go right. So this is the second time in a row that we've had the Luxembourg Song Contest. This is also the second time we've had a revamp. How do you feel about the fact that what is winning the contest not necessarily completely representative of what is going to Eurovision? So there's
Oh right, yeah.
because there was a revamp with Tally. There's now been a revamp with Laura. So, how are your thoughts on that?
I feel like kind of fine about it. That it's still basic, more or less the same thing, as long as they're not doing a MESC 2022 on us. But I feel like if you're submitting a song to a competition, why isn't it in its complete state already?
Yeah, I'm not really happy that they're doing this, but at the same time, it is also good that they are taking feedback and not just being like some other countries, like, okay, we have a song that's absolutely a mess, but we're going to do literally, we've had it for 2 months, we're going to do literally nothing.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a mixed feeling to that. But I think that's all we have time for when discussing Luxembourg. Thank you so much for joining me, Daniel. So
Thank
we are
you.
discussing all the other national finals and term selections, which you can find on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music. If you, for the last two, if you prefer in a more just audio style, we'll also be doing deep dives into old contests and other things outside of the Eurovision season. So make sure to follow us there. But we are of course coming up to pre-party season, and we will present at several pre-parties as well as Eurovision itself. So stay tuned to us for updates on that on our channels and on TikTok and Instagram as well. But you can also follow us on news on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, Tumblr, Blue Sky, and Twitter. Thank you so much for joining me. We've been at Eurovision Sites. Bye.
Bye.